We haven't spoken to Luke Coombe for a while. We've had a few other guests on the segment here, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Ray. So, Vision Australia.
Yeah, that's what we're called now, Vision Australia Radio. Yeah.
Well, it's great. I'm sort of on the outward.
Well, you blokes have shown a bit of vision with that promotion you ran, the raffle to own a horse for nothing.
That's right.
That was a winner. That was a dead set winner.
Yeah, we were very happy with the results, and we made some nice contacts out of that.
Mm.
And, yes, it gave us a bit of information. One of the things that I was surprised with, because if you're involved in the racing industry, you understand how to find a trainer and other things, where to go to find out information. But if you're not, it's pretty hard. And that's one of the things that we discovered from our owner's information day, which ran in conjunction with the lottery. And that was that if you're part of the general public, it's easy enough for us to, TRSA has printed out a nice booklet explaining racehorse ownership and different types and all that sort of thing. But how do people take the first step of actually getting to the book or getting to a trainer? And it's not as easy as it seems. If I've asked around a few people I know who are, they're not racing people. It's not that easy. So I'm just been thinking that we might be talking to TRSA and others, that there may be some sort of promotional aspect to getting down to the public and explaining how they can get to become racehorse owners.
Mm-hmm.
And how to contact a trainer if they need to, and what is their first port of call, sort of thing.
I think the thing I've noticed about ownership is the huge change. Years ago, when I first started following racing, when I could walk, there were a lot of horses just owned by one person. Now, it's just changed so much, and you look at nearly every horse, or most horses, and they will have 20, 30, 40 owners. That's been the biggest change that I've noticed.
Well, that's correct, and but at the same time, what's happened is the number of horses has dropped. And it's that there are a lot of people want to be involved in racing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're happy to have small shares. And even if you have 1% of a horse, you get similar thrill to having 100% of a horse.
Yes.
Because the returns pro rata are the same if you do have a win. And it's not all about... And it's got nothing to do with the prize money or
no.
Win. It's just to do with the actual thrill of winning a race, because it is so hard to win a race. And but there are those people, and I've been studying the statistics from the Racing Australia Fact Book, and they show that we have having increasing numbers of owners, but we are having less horses. So people are having less and less or smaller shares. And syndication, of course, is partly to, not to blame, but has brought that about. And, for example, in Victoria, syndication is going gangbusters because there are more syndicate people involved in syndicates in Victoria than all other states put together. So...
We're lagging behind, are we? We need some real innovators, some good promoters to get out there and sell horses in South Australia.
We don't have a syndication. There aren't any syndication companies really that are working in South Australia. There is mm-hmm. a new one that has just started, and I believe they're expanding into South Australia, called First Light Racing.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't had a syndicator as such, so that's part of it. But it's not really just that. The facts are that, as we've spoken many times, we don't get any government help, irrespective of the $3 million per year they're giving us for the next 2 years for this particular carnival. And you'll find that the states that are doing really well in racing, which are Victoria, New South Wales, and to a lesser extent Queensland and Western Australia, they've all had substantial government help to boost their industries, and it without that stimulus to help keep our prize money in touch with these states, we are going to fall behind. And we are falling behind, unfortunately. But anyway, but yes, one of the ways of improving the industry is, of course, to get bigger ownership or more horses, and that'll mean bigger fields, and bigger fields lead to more turnover.
Yes, indeed.
And more turnover means more profit and so on. So we need something to turn the whole thing around and start pushing us upward rather than spiralling downwards.
Yeah, there's just no negativity whatsoever about South Australian racing for the last month or so, and again next week it'll be big. I suppose after that things will just drop away a bit, but then the locals might get a lick, and they might get a chance to get some of the prize money once these big names go home.
Well, that's right. Look, the first 2 weeks it's been a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
It's gone a little way towards South Australian owners, trainers than owners, Victorian.
Well, that's terrific.
Ones.
Yeah.
But they're the smaller prize money races.
Mm.
Last week, where we had the $1 million race and and all of that, they quickly caught up. And now it's, the prize money split has been 50-50 over the 3 weeks, whereas South Australians were a fair bit in the front before that. And, which is what happened last year as well, because they're the lesser races. And now that we are getting into the much better races and the higher prize money, we'll find the interstate trainers will come to the fore.
But at least if you got the chance to win some money, I think that's the difference. I mean, none of us expect to win all the time, but if you've got a chance to win and do it occasionally, then that's what we're all about, I think.
Well, that's correct. I'm not sure that it happened last year, but I see that this year we've got a lot of the, especially today, we've got a lot of the finals of the series racing been going. So most of those fields are South Australian trainers, because you have to go through a series to get there. And but the major prize money day the races are filled with a great preponderance of interstate trainers, and there's a good chance a lot of that prize money will go. And as we've said in the past, it's not a matter of fearing competition. Competition is healthy. It makes us stronger. It makes us work harder and all that. But it shouldn't be that extra prize money is going to somehow boost the South Australian industry out of the doldrums.
I don't know. For years, South Australian horses used to go to Melbourne and just clean up. I mean, if you could win in the top class here in Adelaide, you'd go to Melbourne and you'd win. It's not happening that much anymore, but we could still get back there. You owners have got to select better horses, and you can source them from anywhere in Australia these days. It doesn't matter.
Yes, that's right. And obviously, every owner or trainer that goes to the sales is trying to source the best horse they can for the budget that they've got. But it's a numbers game. We buy less horses.
Our horse numbers are dropping relative,
and therefore we don't get to get the same opportunity.
All right, Luke. I think it's been very good for South Australia. A few things need to be tidied up here, though. I noticed today that I stand to be corrected here, but I think I heard that racing.com, which is the Victorian broadcaster of Victorian racing, I think today they're going to do Brisbane, aren't they?
That's correct.
Well, why can't we get into that?
Well, they're doing it through their free-to-air.
Yeah, well, that's what we need.
Well, that's
Imagine if you could get free-to-air Morphettville today.
Exactly. We are aware of that, and let me say that once again, it's another subject, but we have written to TRSA recently, making inquiries about which carrier is, or whether it's going to be Sky or Racing.com, is going to get the rights to the South Australian racing. Now, I understand that the money being paid is the big incentive, but if we're going to get Sky back, and they're not going to pay a substantial extra amount then we need to really go to racing.com, because at least at racing.com they give you pre and post race, you know, lead ups. They give you, we get to be on the free to air channels as well.
Plus, 90% of punters would tune to racing.com, whereas Sky, you're only going to get 30% have got Sky.
Well, that's
30%
true.
Of punters, that's all you've got.
And the race, and the other problem of it is that, I don't know if people have noticed, but straight away they're so crammed now with racing and trotting and dogs that quite often we'll have a major race here in Adelaide, and the minute they cross the line, before we even get the photo result, they've crossed to a trotting race at Shepparton or somewhere.
Yeah, something has to give.
It's just bad promotion.
Mm. I think that's one of the next things we need to fix. Luke, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
And should be another great day at Morfordville today.